Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Sherry.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I want to check up on a date. I went out with this guy, and he was pretty awesome, but he's not calling me. So.
Okay.
Help.
So, help. I mean, okay, well, let's talk about the date. How'd it go?
Well, I thought it went great. I mean, we went out to dinner. We had a good time. It's the first non-douchey guy I have dated in ages. So, you know, I want to keep seeing him. I mean, we hooked up. That was awesome.
Okay.
You know, it was all good.
Dinner.
I don't know what the deal is.
Well, hold on. I'm writing this down. Dinner, non-douche, hooked up. Where'd you hook up? His place or your place?
My place.
Okay, hooked up.
Never go to their place.
Never, no.
See, I would say the opposite, because now he knows where you live.
Well, that's true, but he knows my dog, too, so that's cool.
Nice. Okay, so now, if we call him and he says, not feeling Sherry, and this is why do you think he would say?
I don't know what he would say. I can't imagine why he wasn't feeling me, because we hooked up, and it was awesome. I mean, we stayed over. I thought something was brewing here. Why is he not calling?
Why are you yelling at me?
I don't know, because I'm mad, because this is like a good one. He has a house of his own and a job. He doesn't live off his mom or a stripper. I mean, come on.
A stripper.
You've had some adventurous dates.
Well, you know, he's a good one. I could tell, I think. I mean, except that he won't call.
Okay. Listen, we'll call him for you next.
Okay, thanks.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we got to help out Sherry. She said that she met this guy, Gene. I'm going to give you a quick little synopsis of what she told us. He's a non-douche, and they hooked up at her place, and he's a good guy. He doesn't live off his parents, and he's not living with a stripper right now. So, vis-a-vis... he's marriage material. No, just kidding. But she would like to go on another date with him, except that he's not getting back at her for anything. So we'll try and call him for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Gene?
Yeah, this is Gene.
Hi, Gene. I've always wanted to say
That's so stupid.
I'm sorry. Gene, this is the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Who is this?
Okay, we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from a girl who would love to take you out on a date.
I don't know. What is this about?
Okay, let me explain. So this girl, Sherry, called us up, and she said that you guys went out and had a great time, and she would love to go out with you again. So the reason that we're calling you is because we'll pay for whatever date you'd like to do with Sherry.
That's all right, guys.
No, but like, we'll pay for it wherever you want to go, whenever you could do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not interested. I am totally not.
What the f***, dude? You were interested.
Okay. Well, hold on. Okay, Gene, Sherry's on the phone.
Sherry, relax.
Sherry, you're supposed to wait until I introduced you, but okay, now that Gene, Sherry, Gene. Okay, well, Gene, can you just, now that Sherry's on the phone, can you just let us know why you're not into her?
Look, I am looking for a relationship, but I'm looking for something with somebody a little more stable, I think.
How do you know I'm not stable? I'm stable, and I'm looking for a relationship. I don't understand this, dude. You are not. I thought we had a something.
Honestly, we went out. We went out to dinner. It was very nice. We had a good conversation. Probably shouldn't have, but went back to her place, and we hooked up, you know? Here's the problem. I got home after being with her, and I'm getting undressed, and I'm wearing some other dude's f***ing underwear. I put on some other dude's underwear when I was there. How the hell does that happen?
What happened?
What the f***?
This wasn't my underwear. Some other guy's underwear is laying on her floor. So either something's going on there, or she's got a parade. The guy's coming in. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Right?
Hold on.
Wait, how the hell do you put on somebody else's underwear and not realize it?
My clothes were on the floor. Well, why would I think there's another dude's underwear there? I mean, what realm of reality is that? I mean, I just put my clothes on, I get home, and it's some other guy's underwear.
Sherry, is there a possibility that somebody else's underwear was, some man's underwear was on the floor?
Yes, there's absolutely a possibility that there's some other man's underwear on the floor. I'm supposed to ask him before I sleep with somebody, before I meet him? Just another dude wants to tell me what to do. Y'all can't act like this. Okay. I can do whatever I want.
How's there another man's
underwear on the floor?
Can I ask, like, how's there another man's underwear on the floor? Does that mean either...
ran out of there?
Yeah, that means that you have a man that left your house with no underwear.
Did you think
you haven't cleaned
around
your house in a week.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm sitting around waiting for Gene to call for the very first date. I mean, I have been seeing other people. That happens. But I met Gene, and I'd like to see if I could see more of him and not the rest of these dudes.
I just love that someone left without pants.
Yeah, like, there's a guy who forgot to put his underwear on while you put it on him hard, girl.
Oh, my God.
I did say the previous guys have been douchebags. Did I not mention that?
Oh, that's right. She did.
That is a true story. Okay, so Gene, man. Listen.
Go ahead, make it work. Work your magic.
Yeah, Sherry made a good point. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, it's not like that she was born the day she met you. She would like to continue seeing you. And Sherry, can we agree that if you guys go on more dates, you'll clean up the other men's, undergarments from your house and get rid of them?
Yeah, I can do that. I think so. If Gene can, if he wants to give it a shot, I'll make sure there's no underwear that aren't his.
Nah, that's quite all right. I mean, look, you know, if you're comfortable sleeping with douchebags and guys that don't even care if they have underwear on when they leave your house, and if, you know, you really don't care enough to clean your house where a pair of underwear is just laying on the floor for how long, honestly, it just will not work out. I don't want to be in this kind of relationship again.
Fine. Dude, I don't need someone telling me what to do. That's fine. You just go your own way.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You don't threaten somebody.
Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Man, wow.
I'll just go back to douchebags. Who cares, right?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, now listen, it's okay to admit that when your date ends, you go back to feeling normal and doing your weird normal things. That's all right. Just make sure that your date's actually over before you break out the weird, or you're going to be talking to us for a second date update on the 10th. Brand new one.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.